I want us to think about that crowd that gathered and Jesus fed. When he saw them coming, he had said to his disciples, hey, they're going to want to eat something. And the 5 barley loaves and the 2 fishes, right? Did I get the order right? I always wonder sometimes. That's all he used, and he fed the 5,000. And then he ran away. Well, he didn't run away. He went up the mountains because they wanted to make him king. And so when he disappeared and the disciples disappeared, the crowd was looking for him because they wanted more. They wanted more. They were going to be hungry again soon. And look what he did for us. He gave us all this food. So when they find him, they're a little bit perplexed on how he got there. But then he says to them, you didn't come looking for me because you believe who I am. You came looking for me because I fed you. And you liked the food that you got. You didn't come because you believe that I am the Son of God. You came because you wanted more. And I love that question of, well, what do we have to do? Did you hear what Jesus' answer was? I love his answer. When they asked him, what work do we have to do? This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent. That you believe in him whom he has sent. That's all the work that we have to do, is believe in the one who God has sent so the world might be saved. So then their answer to him is, so what sign are you going to show us? Okay, remember, this is the same crowd he just fed with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. What sign are you going to show us? And he's like, there isn't a sign. This is the reality. The bread, the manna from heaven came from God. I am the bread of life. I am the one who can give you eternal life. You cannot seek me for what earthly rewards you will get. You cannot seek me just for a place in heaven. You seek me and find me when you believe who I am. It's all about our faith. Is our faith in the end times, or is our faith in the one who came to change the world? The bread of heaven, the bread of life, the one that will no longer make us hungry or thirsty, is about living a life that is worship of the Lord. It is about living a life worthy of our calling, which is our calling to follow the one who loved enough the world enough to die for it. You know, this morning we're going to have communion, and if I remember the prayers correctly, we're going to talk about love, we're going to talk about Jesus and what he came to do, and how he lived and died and called us into a relationship with him, a relationship with God, and a relationship with the world, so that the world might be saved. And I think about all the times we have crisis in the world. Like a hurricane's coming, and the bread and the water disappear. Or a pandemic's coming, and the toilet paper disappears. And all of the things of the earth that we hold on to as if they are the things that will give us life, that they will give us hope, that we need to have enough of, or we need to hoard and have more than enough of, because if we don't, we might run out. We can't get enough, Jesus. We can never get enough, Jesus. We could eat all this bread and still not have enough Jesus in our lives. But Jesus isn't calling us to be in a relationship with God and with Jesus about what we can get out of this. He's calling us into a relationship of love, a love that is sacrificial in its nature. Christ died so that we might have life and have it more abundant. We are called to follow in Christ's footsteps, to love the world in a way that is self-sacrificing, which might mean we end up on a cross. We never know that. But what it means is that the other person is more important than we are, that God is more important than we are. I was telling them at Awakenings this morning that as we have purchased this beach house I wanted to decorate it just so. So I began looking at websites that had, you know, things I might want. Well, now my inbox and my email is flooded. Every day, 3 or 4 times a day from the same company. Hey, what you looked at is still there. Hey, what you looked at is 20% off. Hey, what you looked at. We keep looking at things of the world so that we might be happy, we might be comfortable, we might be everything we dreamed we were supposed to be in this world. And when people come in our doors of the church and they come seeking something, and when they receive it and they leave, where did we miss the boat about what we needed to share with them about Jesus? There was a time in China when the church was flooded with people. It was a time of famine. So they called all of the people who came into their doors rice Christians, because when they didn't have rice outside the doors and the church could give them rice, they were there. When prosperity happened again, they disappeared and the churches were empty, because they didn't come to worship the one who gave them life and life in abundance. They came for rice, just as the crowd came for more bread. Jesus knew that. Jesus knows that in our hearts we struggle with things of the world and things of God. And that when the world wins, we lose. God doesn't lose. We lose when we succumb to the email ads, or we succumb to the things of the world that we think will make us happy. Why do we gather as a body of Christ? Because we need that accountability. We need that encouragement. We need that realization that it's about our relationships that have value. We're doing Tommy Fowler's funeral Saturday. People are not going to bring everything he collected and say, see, this was the worth of his life. They're going to bring their relationships. Their stories will be about relationships. Some of them may not be stories they share because they break their heart, but they're stories of relationships. When our youth come up here on Youth Sunday and share everything about Miss Joyce taking them to Sunday school, it's about relationships. When Sally shares how Miss Donald Rose talked to her about this church, it was about the beginning of a relationship that brings us to the relationship of God. Nothing on this world, on this earth, is as important as our relationship with God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. If we come into the sanctuary expecting to receive something other than love, then we might have to come to the altar and deal with what's on our hearts. So this morning, we're going to come to this table and we're going to remember God, who loved us enough to die for us and created this thing that we call Holy Communion, this thing we call the Great Thanksgiving, that we gather and we share and remember the story of Christ's life, death, and resurrection. And remember that the gift that he gives us of eternal life is a gift about faith. Faith that comes from God, because we cannot have that faith on our own without God. So this morning, those of you who are on Facebook Live, I ask you to think about joining us in worship around the table by getting something that you can eat and drink. And as we move through the Great Thanksgiving, that you be in a place of prayer for your relationship with the Lord as we gather and pray over our elements. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.